Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, I'm David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today we're speaking with Ed O'Connell. Ed is the founder of O'Connell Plumbing, which had the best tagline I've ever seen. It was, "The only plumbing company highly recommended by my mother." Hilarious, clever, very creative, which is very appropriate and common for Ed. Here's a bit more about Ed. He founded, grew, and ran O'Connell Plumbing, which he built into a very successful residential plumbing company, and then he sold it a few years ago for a very tidy sum. When he ran O'Connell Plumbing, he was named the Service Roundtable Contributor of the Year, and after selling O'Connell Plumbing and becoming an industry consultant, he was named the Tom McCart Consultant of the Year. He was a speaker at the International Roundtable in Fort Worth a few years ago. He speaks at our Success by Design Days periodically. He's a columnist for Contractor Magazine. He's a mentor for two Service Nation Alliance advisory boards. And he's an industry consultant as well. So welcome, Ed. Thanks for agreeing to do this with me.
Thanks, David. Boy, when you listed all that stuff, I really didn't realize how much I had to live up to here. So,
well, it's all true, you've been a big success. So, as we sort of summarize there a little bit, you've had a really interesting life. You've learned a lot. You've been great about sharing your experiences with us. One thing you pointed out to me a few years ago was a very positive impact of groups of people working together and the impact that those have had on your life. So I'd like to start, if you don't mind, you were a Vietnam vet. After completing your service, you became an alcoholic and lived on the street for, I think you said, about 10 years. Is that right?
Yeah, mostly during the 1970s.
And I should point out that you have been sober since then, and how many years would that be?
38 years now.
Wow, way to go. So to start off, how did you get off the streets and get into plumbing?
Well, before, you know, you say I'm a Vietnam vet, that's really not fair. I was in Vietnam a couple, three, four, five times on what were called TDY orders, temporary duty orders. And so I never spent, I was no hero, no grunt, no fighter type guy. I was backup. I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression that I'm some kind of war hero, because that's just not the fact. But I did my service, and I got out with an honorable discharge, barely, because my drinking and drug abuse had actually started during that period. It was just after the, of course, it was during the 60s, and I got quite involved with whatever was going on at the moment there. But yeah, the fact of the matter is I lived on the streets for 10 years, in and out of a lot of institutions. Institution sounds better than jails. I don't know how I got back really. It was a lot of fortunate circumstances. Number one, which is, and I got to give it to the plumbing industry. I had worked my way through college as a plumber. And so when I got a chance to come in off the streets, I almost immediately had work opportunities. Anyway, when I got in off the street through the help of the Veterans Administration. That I owe them more than I can possibly tell people. The VA put me in their drug and alcohol abuse program, and I got involved with a group of guys who were going through the same thing I was, and were in, you know, various stages of recovery. And through a long process, the VA helped me also. They helped me medically. I didn't have a face, and their doctors, my face had been kind of caved, and the doctors put me all back together again. And while that was all going on, I became part of a group, an outpatient group, and they also got me involved with a halfway house in which I lived for a year. That was my first taste of what could happen when I started trusting a group of, in this case, it was a group of guys. We were all guys together. Very few women in the service at that time, as you probably, if you're over, well.
That's it. Yeah, I'm old enough to know that. I remember.
So it was probably a good thing, because I really started to hook up with these guys, and most of them weren't as far along as I had been, but they gave me hope, and I started depending on these guys in ways I didn't know I needed to. And so when I had problems, or I was about to drink or something like that, they would really help me out. At the same time, I met a guy by the name of Bill Lutz. I applied to his company for a job, and Bill gave me a job. He was a Korean vet, and because of my, I'd come from the VA hospital and had spent some time in Vietnam. He took kind of like a, took me on as a special case. And I went to work for him in San Francisco. The VA hospital I attended was in San Francisco, too. I went to work for Bill, and if anybody knows San Francisco, it was in North Beach. And for an alcoholic to be working in North Beach was really, really an incredible experience. But Bill gave me a job. I told him the truth about myself, and he took a chance on me. And he's one of the great men in my life who helped me over the hump. From the VA, then I kind of morphed into Alcoholics Anonymous. I was so bad off, I would have never even gotten to Alcoholics Anonymous if it hadn't been for the group in the VA. And it took me a while to get involved with AA, but little by little, I started to get friendships. And all the people, of course, that I had met and were all sober people. There's a saying, I'm paraphrasing here, but you are and you become like the people you hang out with.
And it's something like you're the average of your five closest friends or something like that.
Something like that. So I started seeing that if I hung out with successful people, whether it was, you know, in recovery or anything else, I was doing well. And I got to tell you, though, one thing about AA. AA became one of the best dating groups that I've ever belonged to. And I'm not too sure that many of the young ladies I dated in AA, they may have been more instrumental in keeping me as part of the group than anything else. So I always want to be truthful about these things. So, but it did now start to get to me. It says, I was who I hung out with. And I stopped being afraid of being a part of groups. Like recently in 2010, I was way overweight and I lost 80 pounds in 2 years. It took me 2 years to lose 80 pounds, and that was with Weight Watchers. And that was, I formed friends in that group. Yeah, yeah.
You ended up being a leader in that group too, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah, I did. I was leading for a while after I sold my company. I didn't have anything to do, so they asked me to be a leader. And so I was one of their diamond leaders, as a matter of fact. I was really great with groups. I had a lot of fun. And I learned one of the great lessons of my life is never try to handle a thermostat in a room full of women. You're going to not succeed. So, but that's just another example of if something I wanted to change, go to a group that was specific about that, and away I went.
80 pounds in
it took me
in
2 years.
2 years. That must have been... That's almost like a third of your weight, I would guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 245. I got down to 170. Regretfully, I'm at 190 again, so I have to go back to Weight Watchers. But I'll never go back to that 245 again.
Yeah.
And so those are just examples of what I think. And then about 5 years after my recovery, I'd cleared up all my past and had no – through a series of really, really great people, legal people too, I was able to get rid of any felony charges against me from my past. And Bill Lutz sold his plumbing company. I worked for him for 5 years and was one of his best plumbers. Really learned a lot from Bill on running a business. But he sold a company. I didn't really enjoy talking to the guy who bought it. So I went to work for someone else. I got mad at him and my whole business, I went into business for myself, and my whole business plan was, if this idiot can do it, I can do it better.
There's a lot of people who go into business that way.
Just that way, yeah.
How did that work out for you?
Well, it didn't. At one point, I had 17 guys working for me doing all new construction and remodel, and I was in debt $250,000. That was what forced me to take a look at a better business practices group to see if I could change. If I could change all the other stuff, why couldn't I hang out with smart, successful plumbers, heating and air guys, and electricians, and learn from them and make a success? Then the Service Nation Alliance came along. We jumped on board immediately, and we started. We watched the downward dip. We used to track everything, so we watched our downward dip start to go level out and then come back up again. So I can't say enough about the group that's in the Service Nation Alliance, as well as the general overall group that's in the Service Roundtable. I just can't say enough about it. This is a group that fit me to a T. It was really geared towards blue collar. It was geared towards managing from the bottom up, not from the top down. It gave me every opportunity and every piece of expertise that I needed to really develop and run my company. After being in debt $250,000, and within 5 years we had lost that. We had gotten rid of that debt. We almost went bankrupt, but we didn't. I was able to buy a house in Marin County, which I eventually sold to develop a company up to 10 techs at one time. And if anybody's, you know, eight to 10 is the way it went. Made a nice income, was able to make a lot of nice investments along the way. Actually had a lot of help from other members in the Service Roundtable and Service Nation Alliance, who I talked to and got some pretty good advice about what to do and how to do it. And so after my company was really perking along really, really well, I had a general manager. I sent him to boot camp. So he was really saw the advantage of that, used all the stuff that comes from the boot camp manuals and implemented them just like I was implementing them, and things were going along really great. Would not have sold my company if my wife hadn't developed multiple cirrhosis. But at that time, we decided to sell it. Brandon Jacob, who is not part of the roundtable, but is in and out of the roundtable community, he helped us sell it, and I was able to retire and do what I want to do up in the mountains of California, Auburn, California. I probably said a little too much, David, but...
No, I don't think so. I think it's great.
It was all group stuff. If it weren't for the groups, I'd have been out there. I would not be able to do what I did. Even my wife, Rebecca, when we found out about the Service Nation Alliance, she jumped on board so quick. She said, I got to get back to it. So
yeah. You met her through AA also, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun through AA. So,
so I'm thinking, you know, as we look back through the positive influences in your life, the VA group, AA, Service Roundtable, Weight Watchers, Service Nation Alliance, and you're the one that pointed this out to me. It's about the power of groups. What is it about a community of people working together to help each other that is so powerful and so effective? Why is it so strong?
Boy, I tell you, I'm not an anthropologist or a psychologist, so that's a tough question for me to answer. It's just that I think more than anything else is not being alone anymore. I guess there are certain individuals that can do stuff all by themselves, and they like working alone. I wasn't one of those. I found out that when I got validated for something I was doing right, and got critiqued in the right way for something I might not be doing right, then I was open to change. I think before I became part of the group, I had to become open to change, and that I have to go way back to the VA. Because I wasn't open to change until the guys in the VA really got hard-ass with me and said, you know, you either change O'Connell or die. And I didn't want to die, and I didn't want to change, but the not dying overcame the change thing. You know?
Given the alternative, it seemed like changing might be better.
And there's such a pleasure. You know, with the AB groups that I'm in, the pleasure of just starting a topic and then just me shutting up, sitting back and listening to the folks help one another without me even saying anything. It's just, and I don't know, it just gives me a glow that I can't achieve all by myself. You know, and then there's so many more ideas that come from a group. You know, I could put something out, this is my problem, and I get 10 new ideas coming at me from all over. Try this, try that, try this, try that. And so it helps alleviate the fear of change, groups. Really help alleviate the fear of change more than anything else. And belonging to the Service Nation Alliance is having a 24/7 focus group that I could ask a question or be part of anytime I wanted to.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You touched on this a bit earlier. I mean, I think people join groups to improve their own lot. But the interesting thing is that they end up making it better for everybody else as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just that you're improving yourself, you end up improving it for everybody as well. It's a very satisfying thing, I think.
It is satisfying. And now that you mention that, I can think of dozens of people that I've been talking with recently who are part of the AB groups or the roundtable, and they don't realize, I think, this is good for me to learn here. I'm going to tell them you know, how important they are to the groups and what they offer. Thanks for that.
All right. So, Ed O'Connell, thanks for taking this time to talk with us about networking and your experience. I really appreciated it. I know people can follow your posts through serviceroundtable.com, but if they wanted to contact you directly, would you mind sharing an email address with us?
Yeah, sure. It's ed.oconnell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, at outlook.com.
And no apostrophe or any funny punctuation in that. It's just O'Connell, two N's, two L's. All the way through at Outlook.com.
And I just got a new website up and running, too.
Really?
Not very sophisticated, but it's www.edoconnell, that's one word, .net.
Got it. Okay. Cool. Thank you very much.